Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to start with something like that, Jay? This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You like Yabba? Yabba Dabba Do. It's November the...
Emphasis on the do part at the end.
Emphasis do. Like that. All right. It's November the 3rd, for those of you who are just waking up to the fact that it is a Thursday. This weekend we have that ridiculous annual springing forward, fall back thing. We'll talk about that. I don't know why we bother, because it's such a nonsensical thing itself. there's a lot of nonsense today to talk about. But then pretty much every day there are things to that are talking points. They're cool, they're good, they're bad. So this is a combination of both, I think. The good news for the families: Nicholas Cruz has been sentenced to life in prison without parole, the judge sentencing him as the Parkland shooter. When you look at this kid and you understand what this whole thing was all about, actually, do you really understand what it's all about? So there's a crazy kid who is, you know, whatever phased him, whatever it was that made him go in and kill those 17 youngsters in the school, I don't think we ever got to the bottom of that with him. I mean, it was a lengthy trial, but I don't feel like I really know that much about this. It doesn't change the fact that all of these, that he killed 17 people mm-hmm. and injured a lot of others at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
And he was 19 at the time. He was not a current student of the school. The only thing that really was notable from his lawyers were they were saying that he suffered, what was it, fetal alcohol syndrome. His mom used alcohol while he was in the womb and all of that. But it's like, is that really an excuse? And I can't help but wonder, how do these lawyers who have to defend a monster such as this, how do they sleep at night?
So the jury was criticized, the judge was criticized, the lawyers were criticized, and so for the criticism that came from the parents, one of the lawyers flipped him the bird. Now, that's real mature, right? That shows a lot of really intelligent thinking on the part of the lawyer. So maybe he should be charged with disrespect if there's any such thing as that. Anyway... The staring back and forth, you wonder about now whether what parents between that shooting down there and what went on in Connecticut, you got to wonder when you send your child off to school every day. I don't know if you have to wonder. I would be thinking about where my child would be the happiest and most protected. And then I would think to myself, what kind of a God-blessed country allows this sort of thing to happen? This isn't a progressive country. This is regressive. This is going back to the Stone Age. This is going back to a time when the Wild West, when anybody who didn't like anybody else, they just went out and shot them. And how is that progress? It's not progress.
Seems like what once used to seem like a U.S. issue is now becoming worldwide. Where was it that recently had somebody went into a daycare center
and started shooting?
It was during the children's nap time.
Yeah. Yeah. So the people who were there from the families wished him outwardly, vocally, a painful death. And then they said, well, I hope he'll get raped or killed in prison. He probably, the reality is he probably will get killed in prison. He probably will get raped in prison. And so, anyway, one of the mothers said that she hopes, quote, other prisoners you will encounter in your new life will inflict the pain on you 17 times over again, screaming for mercy like your victims were. So do we really understand, is this kid mentally ill? I don't know that that was ever studied. We got the fetal
alcohol syndrome.
That was one
of the defenses that the lawyers had mentioned. But did you also see that the defense attorneys requested that quote-unquote angry victim impact statements be reined in because it could incite violence or whatever? Like, these, the victims, they weren't allowed to be quote-unquote angry.
I don't know. There's too much of that kind of thinking, too. There is a lot of anger associated with this, and they deserve to be able to express themselves. One of the students that survived the shooting told Cruz that he was a hateful bigot. You shot me in the leg, and if you look me in the face like I'm looking at you now, you'd see the scars from the shrapnel that's lodged in my leg. You will not forget me. So, at any rate, you just look at this and think, what a horrible day in the life of America. It is in all of these others, all the other incidents. The country's too big. It's not being managed well. People are out of control. We're not doing a good job. Our tax dollars are not being spent in areas where they ought to be spent. We just don't have good leadership. And we don't have, it goes back to education, it goes back to parenting, goes back to a lot of things that society needs to do in recognition of our responsibility as members of this society. Instead, we're all busy. Joe Biden said something yesterday that was so political and so stupid. I'm usually pretty respectful of the president. I guess I kind of like, I don't guess I do, I kind of like Joe Biden as a human being. But when he goes out on the campaign trail with less than a week to go to the midterm elections and delivers a speech that is okay when it comes to condemning political violence, yeah, I think that the phrase, I urge you to protect democracy, is a good phrase. That democracy is under attack is perhaps not the correct statement. I don't know, it's an overstatement. I just, he doesn't inspire confidence. I guess that's probably what it is. He's making a lot of mistakes. He doesn't sound like he's really in control. And so then you wonder, if he's not in control, if that's the theory, if that's the suspicion, then who do we have to thank for America's oil reserve being at its lowest level since 1984? Is that Joe Biden? Is that Vice President Harris? Is that somebody in the Energy Department? The announcement a couple of weeks ago that he would authorize the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to bring down the prices didn't work. As you may have noticed, the prices of gasoline are going back up again. Right in my neck of the woods, they went up 10 or 12 cents in the last week. Heating oil, diesel fuel, that price has gone back up again as well. So we need to have to protect ourselves, according to the theory anyway, excuse me, a lot of oil in case something happens and we need to keep things rolling. But now there's been, in order to supposedly, what I'm saying is it didn't work. Releasing this oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, that is hundreds, thousands, millions of barrels of oil, mm-hmm. are piled up in caves around the country. That's where they put the oil. They have it. It's in caves in the ground. This all started in the 1970s when Jimmy Carter was president and OPEC refused to sell oil to our country and the price went out of control, the interest rate went out of control. Same kind of thing is going on right now. The Fed increased the interest rate yesterday by another, what was it, 0.75 point, half a point, something like that, to supposedly stem inflation. I don't know if it's doing any good or not. It isn't doing any good at the pump, I'll tell you that. And then everything, price of gasoline kind of predetermines everything, right? Because it's transportation. It is everything's made out of energy, electricity created by energy, and the energy comes from petroleum products. So, you know, you scratch your head, okay.
It's all a domino effect.
Yeah, it is. So, I guess the question may be, and maybe we reflect on this for the Talk Radio Review when we do our countdown tomorrow on social media, our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter at Good Day On Air. Maybe we ask a question when it comes to the election next week. What's the most important issue? And it'll always come up, you see poll after, maybe that's a silly question because it's always the economy. The second thing, but it's a way distant second thing, is women's right to choose. Those are the two things. And the Republicans lose on that. The Democrats lose on the economy. So if more people are focused on the economy than they are a woman's right to choose, is that more influential? Does that mean Democrats lose because they're for number two and the Republicans are for number one in terms of association, right? I'm guessing that would be the way I'd predict how things. The both parties are so it's a blunderful world when it comes to these. Just one blunder, and they're not perfect. Not human beings are not perfect, no question. Mm-hmm. And yet the news media and social media expects everybody to be perfect, and then the old "don't throw stones at a glass house" routine comes. But we talked to this nice young fellow yesterday who was an independent running for Congress on the program, and we talked about country over party. I think that's a mantra that we ought to engage in that conversation every day until the election, or maybe just every day, Jay. It's just, I don't know.
Well, and the whole continuous reminders, the constant reminders that it's going to take a little bit for the votes to be tallied. And but isn't that also one of the reasons that early voting is allowed? So that they can tally things up a little bit quicker.
Yeah. That's their problem.
It's like, why is it easy? Why does it seem so much easier back in the day when it was voting? There was only one option aside from absentee ballot to get votes in tallied quicker.
Yeah, it's not. There's no good explanation for all the problems in terms of voting. It's 18 after the hour. This is a good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And now a small business setback delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Yeah. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Thinking about the challenges here in our farming community, we see slimmer margins. The pandemic has, like every other industry, delays, supply chain disruptions. I've had a tractor that's been down for a month because can't get a fuel pump for it. I order it and he says, okay, you should have it in a week. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks go by. Well, and they can't find the parts, so they can't put them together, whatever it is.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour. Thankfully, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I say that because it's not like anything else, and you can find yourself getting mentally adjusted, hopefully, from listening to us talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, and the people. And pretty good example of that here in our trending department, Jay, is Lenny Klum, whose mother is Heidi Klum. Is it? Yeah, I've always pronounced it Klum, but some people say Klum. So, anyway, Heidi sends her groceries to college. Now, why would that... Is she in a place where there are no groceries? We'll find out the story behind that story. Maybe we'll have some ideas here for moms and dads who are sending their children off to college. All right, that comes up after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Okay, so here we are with the daughter of a very well-known actress and former model, Heidi Klum, right? Mm-hmm. And so she apparently isn't ready to let her daughter fly the nest, fly the coop, if you will. So the daughter is a budding model as well. And apparently the mother is a helicopter mother. Is that
The helicopter.
That about it?
It's cute because I think a lot of parents will send their care packages and stuff to the colleges for their loved ones and the students. Mm-hmm. And Lenny was saying that she really didn't think her mom would be that concerned with her moving away and going to college. She has three other siblings that her mom is focused on as well. But she's like, I don't hate it. She has a roommate. And she says that it's great when all of a sudden she gets a doorbell.
Care package.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's like 25 bags of groceries. And she says that she and her roommate absolutely love it. They'll meal prep things. And
yeah.
She's like, I'm an adult. I live on my own, kind of. I do have a roommate. But I can take care of myself. But, hey, I am not going to say, hey, stop sending me groceries. This is amazing.
So what did you do when you went to college? Did you feel like you had enough to eat, the right things to eat? Did you go eat in the cafeteria?
I did.
Did you go to restaurants?
I was the mom of my friends where my parents did send me money and I did my own grocery shopping, but they did pay for everything. But I, you know, rebel that I was, went against the school rules. And I did have a crock pot. I did have a George Foreman grill thingy and all of that stuff. And I would make twice a week, I would make dinners for my friends, like a pot roast or whatever. But then a lot of times my friends would go out late at night and then they'd come home when the mess hall was already closed and they couldn't get snacks. And they'd come to my room and they'd be like, Jay, can you please make us a quesadilla and I'm taking care of everybody.
There you go. Just like you are right now, taking care. It's good to be a caretaker. I think that's a great rule to have. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of us say goodbye to our dogs. We say goodnight before we go to sleep. We ask them if they're hungry and if they need to go outside. We even ask them what's the matter if we suspect they're not feeling well. Yes, yes, many of us do these things, and subsequently, our dogs begin to understand some basic vocabulary. Any animal that has the inherent intelligence to know when the refrigerator door is open, even if he's sleeping in a second-floor bedroom in the opposite side of the house and can get down to that refrigerator faster than a speeding bullet, has the basic intelligence to comprehend not only simple words, but more than a few complex thoughts as well. The question is, does your four-footed best friend want to bother to understand you? And if so, does he want to let on that he does? Because once he opens that can of worms, folks, he's in trouble. He knows that you know that he understands exactly what I'm talking about. You know, one of the most important things I do as a behaviorist is establish better relationships between pets and the people they live with. And part of establishing that relationship is really having conversations with your pet. Not just sit, stay, and down, but talk politics and religion. Watch the relationship change. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. And it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells through indirect routes that include shipments through third countries, including the Middle East and North Africa. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Wednesday.
The NPRK is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells while obfuscating the real destination of these armed shipments.
Former governor and first-term Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and Republican challenger former Army General Don Boldick took to stage overnight in a debate. As a Republican was arriving to the debate, someone in the crowd tried to punch him in the head. A man has paid the price for wearing an Adolf Hitler costume Halloween in Wisconsin. He was fired from his job at Madison Children's Museum. Daylight savings time ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tweak this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Casey Hubbard is in the focus here, playing the trumpet. Marching band was always one of the things that he really wanted to do. So he joined the marching band, and he found his purpose. His dream was to perform on a football field where the team plays and the crowd cheers. Isn't that easy, though? He's in a wheelchair.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's doing the same thing. Well, no, they're not, but it'd be nice to have as many people as possible tune us in every day on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, wanting more for all of us. It's good if we have more, as long as more is good. The good stuff. More of the good stuff, please. More money, more love, more energy, more laughter. Right?
Ditto. Yeah.
Let's have more. Just remember, these things are only a thought away. Yes, money, I believe thoughts are things, and that's where this comes from philosophically. It's not a year away. It's not 10 years away. It's not a relationship away. It's only a thought away to feel good about the day and what it holds in store for you. All right? So with that in mind, here's something that happened that was really pretty good a couple of days ago. A Miami real estate broker named Cristiano Piquet, or maybe Piquet, the anglicized word with a T is Piquet. was enjoying a flight on his paramotor-powered glider. I flew one of these once. Scary as hell.
I was going to ask, was it fun or was it scary?
Scary as hell. Anyway, he was up in the air over Homestead, Florida, in the Miami area, and he spotted an alligator in the water. He told a reporter, I turned around to get a shot of the alligator, and I saw a car under the water. Wow. He descended to get a better look, noticed something else, a stranded motorist on the roof of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So he made an emergency landing. He said, I think God told me, land and save a life. So he reached the ground. Yeah. Footage of the rescue. You see, this shows him running toward her and calling out, you know, my God. The woman can be heard shouting in the video. There's certainly a lot of people by this time paying attention to what's going on.
Well, yeah, and the commotion, somebody else who lived near the canal was able to hear what was going on, too, and helped pull the woman to safety with a rope. And then the police arrived, and
imagine, you run off the road, you get out of your car, you're in the water, and there's an alligator headed in your direction. Mm-hmm. No,
all you could do was just stand on the roof of her car.
Right. Help! Yeah, okay. Well, you got it. Thank God for this guy. Thank heavens. So, I don't know that I've often thought of that paraglide. I was doing afternoons at a radio station in Cincinnati, in the late 80s, and they were always coming in asking me to do stuff. Because I had, even back then, I had sort of a kooky personality, and I didn't do what was expected of me. I did a lot of different things, including a lot of personal appearances. I was always out. I had lunch almost every day with some group in town, very active. I enjoyed Cincinnati, and many people there enjoyed me. Some people didn't, but, you know, that's the way it is. That's the case now and always will be the case. You're not going to be the cup of tea that everybody wants to drink from. Anyway, I was invited to go. There was a near the airport. Cincinnati Airport is actually in Kentucky, and this guy had a big farm that he was working with, and he came to the station one day and asked to see me and wanted to know if I'd like to go out and take a ride on his paraglider because he was selling him and he wanted obviously me to talk about it on the air. So I did.
That endorsement money.
I didn't get paid. I just took a ride and scared the hell out of me. But then afterwards I thought to myself, you know, I ought to buy one of these and use it on the farm. I got big open pastures and that's what it takes. It's one of these, if you've never seen a paraglider, it looks like one of those things that you see in the swamps with the big fan blade, the boat with the big blade behind it that doesn't take in any water. It's always on the surface of the water and goes into the swamps and stuff. That's what it looks like, only it has a parachute. That's why they call it a paraglider, a parachute. And once you get the thing speeding up, the fan drives the air into the parachute, and it picks up the object, in that this case, you and the paraglider. And I was at 4,000 feet, and I was strapped in, but there's no windows, there's no wall, there's no side, there's no
door. Like you're just
door.
Hanging there.
Yeah, you're just hanging there. You got to keep the power and the paraglider going in order to stay up in the air. Anyway, one of the many wonderful experiences I've had doing this over my lifetime. I've been invited to do a lot of strange and wonderful things and see and meet a lot of wonderful people, strange people too. It's amazing how seriously some people take it. You know that? You learned that, Jay, about if your father didn't teach you that. It depends on what you're doing, local radio or something like this. Unless you visit the stations, and I must admit, I used to do a lot of it. I don't do much of it anymore. It is nice to kind of have people come up and talk to you, and what do they get for value out of listening to the program, what you're talking about, learning about people. And most often folks would say they loved me talking about Charlotte the dog. I always brought Charlotte with me, so she was always in the personal appearances.
So she was famous.
Oh, yeah. She was. They'd rather see her than me. So let's go back to something I was talking about the last half hour with regard to Joe Biden. And if you didn't hear it just joining us, you may easily find the reference I'm making. If you listen to the program at gooddayshow.com every day, you can hear the program as it plays through the day. And you can also hear our podcast, which is a snippet of a couple or three or four different things that are part of the program. That's at gooddayshow.com as well. I was talking about Biden referencing our democracy being under attack, some of the things that he is doing or the administration is doing or Democrats are doing. And this is not to pit Democrats against Republicans, but I'm just making an observation. That's where kind of what we do here, tell you a story and then tell you this is what I observe. So with regard to the election and what is going to make a difference, he can say all he wants to about democracy being under attack. In our country, it isn't so much democracy that's under attack, it's the system. Democracy is a theory. The running of the country is a system. And we have systemic failures, most notably what's going on with the elections. And instead of coming together and trying to figure it out, the people that are on either side find it to their advantage. Their advantage, not our advantage, the people that are supposed to be helped, but their advantage to continue to throw mud against the wall and make the other side look bad in hopes that they'll profit or they'll have success out of the failure of the other side, which is a sucko philosophy. So now I look at what Biden has done, and I made mention of the price of gasoline going up and that sort of thing. This all started, as I was thinking about it, with when Biden came into office, and he's a traditional liberal Democrat, cut out of the old school. Some of the new, like AOC and that bunch, they have no use for Biden whatsoever. They're not going to say that publicly, but they don't because he's not liberal enough for them. He's a traditional labor guy, you know, the stuff that he grew up around and has always espoused, people his age who are Democrats, who have been active in politics, the liberal Democrats, tend to be fairly conservative in comparison to the real liberal Democrats, depending on your understanding of what the term means. Anyway, so in my thought process, I'm going back to the beginning and the emphasis on the environment, the emphasis on electric cars and all of that sort of thing, which is all well and good in its place. But for Biden to go to war with big oil is probably one of the reasons that Democrats, the trickle-down thing, will not do as well next week, because the prices at the pump are also reflective of Biden making it difficult. I mean, listen, I got no love for ExxonMobil. I think they're a bunch of thieves. They're raping. When you go to the pump, if you're paying over $3.49 for gasoline, no matter where you are, you're getting gouged. That's just it, and they can get away with it.
So
and now, what'd you say?
It's just so unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for them to make profits, and they make plenty of money. No matter what the scenario, the oil companies have, if you want to use the word rigged, they've made sure that they're always, always, always going to make money, which is great for the stockholders, not bad for the economy. It just is in this circumstance where you have one philosophy pitted against another, we're the ones who get it in the neck. And Joe Biden, he's not buying any gasoline. The federal government pays for the gas in his car, right? He's oblivious to it. He lives in the White House. He's not paying an electric bill. So he's not connected to what is going on in the real world. And that has, I think you look at politicians that are so isolated today, and they're going to become more isolated because of what happened with Nancy Pelosi's husband the other day. You think that they're going to be in touch with reality after that? No, they're all going to be shielded and protected and in a bubble. By the way, the fellow accused of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband told police officers that he was on a suicide mission and had more targets. Wow. Did you hear that? The details coming out after the prosecutor's charges.
And then he pled not guilty to the charges.
Oh, my God. What a travesty. David DePape, 42 years old, accused with assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, residential burglary, false imprisonment, threatening a public official. Okay, so what does that mean? This guy goes to jail for the rest of his life. Got it. But that doesn't mean there aren't other crazies out there. I mean, look at some of the people that were in January 7th. They were insane. Not all of them, not even most of them, but enough of them to make you wonder how safe is anybody in a place like Washington or a place like her house in San Francisco. You'd think there'd be protection. And there wasn't enough to stop January 6th, and there wasn't any to stop what happened to Paul Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
And
And it seems like there's no protection for the family members. Had Nancy, she were there, wouldn't there have been that protection?
Yes. Yeah, she would have been protected had she been there. There's always a detail with her, a Secret Service detail with her, because she's third in line for the presidency. But that doesn't mean they pay attention to her husband. It's not about the people, per se, as much as it is the event, the fact that it happened. That's it. And the fact that we have people around who are this crazy. That's really, he's on a suicide mission at 42 because he thinks the country is in such horrible shape. How do you get to that point? How do you get that crazy? How do you get that angry? How do you get basically suicidal? This guy was almost like it would seem he was waiting for some police officer to come along and shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's being
held. How many threats these people get, and it's not just threats on themselves, but they get threats against their family. They get threats for their children.
Uh-huh.
It's awful, and a lot of times, most of the time, you don't know what's an empty threat and what's not, and a lot of times people who actually want to do damage, they don't send the threat. They just show up.
Yeah. He could go to prison for 50 years with all the charges against him. Some of them are federal charges. Some of them are local charges. But under the circumstances, unga bunga. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. and as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Bum, 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 bum. 53 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, the focus on food, farm, and family, with our recall of the day being up first. And then we're going to celebrate National Sandwich Day. Or is it? Is it National Sandwich Day? Or is it National Shrewsbury Day? Well, I used to talk about this when I was on the air in Boston. A friend of mine, a disc jockey who... actually a great friend. His name is Dick Summer. He started all this back in the 60s, duking, pitting the interest of the Earl of Shrewsbury with the Duke of Sandwich, and proclaiming National Sandwich Day and National Shrewsbury Day. So we'll get to that. People used to think, though, I was comparing. There are two towns in Massachusetts, one Shrewsbury, the other Sandwich. So we're, the war of the towns. Meanwhile, Domino announces a recall of certain Domino sugar tubs. What are these? They are the cubes?
The easy baking tubs. They're like 3.5 pound plastic tubs.
Ah, a baking tub. So this has metal in it, apparently. Wire. If you are using any Domino sugar product in Alabama, Arkansas, Connecticut, Georgia, Illinois, maybe instead of me going through all the states that have a problem, because there are only a few that don't, if you've got any Domino sugar, bring it back to the store and get your money back, and don't buy any more of it until the coast is clear. That's what I would say. The recall is ongoing, and the product is this tub that Jay was talking about. Bring all your Domino sugar back. Don't take a chance. Get your money back. That's today's recall, Domino sugar. Up next, National Sandwich Day, or is it? After this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
Going back to the days when radio was really entertaining, all the people on the air had great personalities and great stories. In 1965, my friend Dick Summer was on WBZ in Boston at night, and he was heard in 38 states, had like every night 4 or 5 million people listening to his program. He became very, very, very popular. He's 89 years old now. He was 23 when he started on BZ. He's 89 years old now, and he went to the hospital because he got COVID. He lives in Massachusetts now. He is from New York originally. But he had all kinds of great stories, and one of them, he kind of invented this whole controversy about whether it's a sandwich or a Shrewsbury. And he makes a big deal about the Earl of Sandwich and the Duke of Shrewsbury. I always get them confused. Anyway, so the modern sandwich is believed to be named after John Montagu, who was the Duke of Sandwich, the Earl of Sandwich. This was at a time, by the way, you think this is confusing. The big song at the time was the Duke of Earl.
Oh, that's heard, like perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly. It was perfect. So anyway, sandwiches and Shrewsbury's, no matter what. I am a big sandwich fan. I like a grilled cheese sandwich. I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But we all like sandwiches. I have to make sure I find gluten-free bread to enjoy it. Maybe a lot of people make a ham sandwich, right? And basically, a hamburger is a sandwich, isn't it? When you get down to brass tacks, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's labeled two buns.
2006.
Brings up the question of an open face sandwich because we still call it sandwich,
right?
And it's open face and it's only one bun.
The court in Boston in 2006 ruled that a sandwich included two slices of bread does not include burritos, tacos, and quesadillas. So that's how far this thing got.
So hot dogs are not a sandwich?
No, apparently not. All right, there it is, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.